Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
And we're off.
Did I ever tell you I met a guy who...
Okay, let me stop you there. No.
And I'm furious.
You know these things are just walking around outside on their own two legs?
These, you heard of these guys? Things? Hey, you seen this? You heard about this, guys?
Hey, all right. So we all know gals.
Yeah.
We couldn't be happier with gals.
You heard about dames.
Now meet the dark counterpart to the gal.
The sequel to Goyles.
The twisted sequel to Goyles.
The gritty reboot of Goyles.
Boys.
Boys, the Prometheus of girls.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. For me, humanity really fell off after girls. I mean, it's just such a nice streamlined design. You know, a lady is like an iPod. Like, it's all tucked away inside. There's hints at what's there, but you go, and then the guy, it's all just,
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. I don't need to, let's put this aside. I don't need to see the balls.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to see the balls, I don't need to see that they're two distinct things. What would be better if there was just like a hub?
You know,
or
what?
A dome.
That does say, and I'm sure this has been talked about on many better and worse podcasts than this, but the balls are a real design flaw,
yeah.
I feel. Kangaroos at least have it right with what they can do with them, you know?
What can kangaroos do with their balls?
They do, you know? You know.
I think I know, but I'm asking a leading question to inform the listener, Demi.
Huh. Well, why don't we just keep this our podcast secret? No one can know.
No, let's not withhold knowledge. It's, knowledge is power.
They can them up into their bodies to hide them, and it's like...
Whenever they're feeling lonely.
Yes.
Balls come to visit. Yeah, I think the balls is a real...
It's like giving yourself a hug.
Big red glowing weak point.
Yeah, on literally.
Yes.
Well, on everyone. Everyone's are like that.
Everyone's are like that.
And
everyone's
and don't check, Tom. They're all
Tom
like that.
Tom Walker with your balls so bright. Won't you sit on my seat tonight? I want to sniff seat after. All right.
Yeah, now all the reindeers love Tom.
You were talking.
Because he's got big shiny balls.
What are you talking about? You met a guy.
And I met a guy who...
Let's dig into that.
All right.
Okay, so...
Oh, I don't think we should hurt his tummy.
Okay. Well, let's dig into this guy. And I'm banging my knife and fork on the table. I thought that that was how you signaled that you were ready to eat. And then I did it once, and my mother was furious.
Yeah, like I can't think of a worse person to do that near.
Yeah.
Far less at.
Yeah, very bad.
Yikes.
Really bad. Also me, just like at that point, like I was a pudgy little boy. So it's just kind of like my facial features kind of spread out over a lumpy hill.
Yeah, real Augustus Gloop hours.
Yeah, man. Always wearing some kind of t-shirt that said I like dogs or some such.
And Lederhausen.
Yeah, always wearing my Lederhausen. Yeah, you met this guy.
Yeah. I met a guy who...
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
It's so important to get out there.
Thank you. And you know what? I appreciate that you support me being an independent woman.
Have you ever done like... Have you ever done explicit networking? Like gone to places to meet people who would be good for your career or some such?
Wait.
Okay, is that your final answer? I'll let you revise it.
Boo! Excuse me.
Bless you.
No, I don't think so. Have you?
No, and I thought it was going to be a real important thing. It certainly was pitched as that when I started in comedy. I feel like I heard a lot of people talking about networking. And...
Yeah, but I think that's like old people, and the way that we network would be very different because we're dipshits.
Yeah, it's like definitely... I have friends.
Yeah.
Definitely I've made friends.
Yeah, but I think networking is different. Like there are certain people that I know wouldn't have careers unless they networked.
Yeah.
You know.
I've never given someone a card, and I really thought that was going to be part of my adult life. I've never even had a card.
I mean,
sure, I've had a swamp, a plains, a mountain, a forest. And those are just the basic lands in magic, Demi. Not to mention the Bane Slayer Angel, the captivating vampire, whatever rares you managed to rip out of a boost. Sorry. Went into a fugue state. But yeah, I never had a business card. I always thought I would have at least one.
I had a business card.
Really?
Yeah, I printed it out. It had just my phone number on the back and my email, and on the front I had scanned a picture. I had written my name with the wrong hand in crayon. So it just said Demi on one side and my phone number and email on the other.
Our friend Hum is, I think, the only person I've accepted a business card from recently, because she does like a great art and stuff, and she just had them around. She was like, you want one of these? And I was like, yeah, because it's like kind of a gorgeous watercolor vibe to one side of the card, and then the other side, just in very small font, it just says Humaira, artist, crybaby.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like that.
Yeah. The only thing, the closest I've got to having a business card is putting my Tinder profile together, and that was just like five photos of me and then the sentence, very excited to finally cheat on my wife.
Did I ever show you my Tinder profile?
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
It's the worst thing ever.
It is the most, like, you could show someone that Tinder profile and then the yellow and black stripes of a wasp, and they would be like, yeah, no, this does.
Yeah.
This behavior is the same across species.
Yeah, they both really project an aura of, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
If anyone's wanting to picture Demi's Tinder profile, go ahead and just type into Google red flags, then switch over to images, and you've got it there.
If you want to experience looking at my Tinder profile, just shut your eyes and run into the street.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah, what was on there?
My Tinder, and I got like a lot of matches on Tinder.
Okay, brag. And you still do to this day. Congratulations on cheating on me, by the way.
Thank you. My Tinder profile was, so the bio line was grubby little birdie boy.
Okay.
And I had three pictures.
Yeah.
The first picture was me in full goblin prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And this was I think it was like, they told me it was $2,500 worth of latex.
Jesus God.
I had one white contact, and basically I think I was like an orc.
Yeah.
They had like, because I was in like a, I was in a Lord of the Rings fucking parody sketch.
Yeah.
They put $2,500 worth of prosthetics on me for three lines, one of which was cut.
So crazy.
It was nuts.
What?
So it was,
Oh man, I know every time we talk about this show, I am blindsided by the amount of money that went into...
Unbelievable.
It's so
millions
crazy.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Without just any kind of funny idea to start it off.
It was just...
And during the ascent of like YouTube sketch comedy, where it's like, oh, okay, there are people over in America and shit figuring this out.
Figuring it out. Well, why don't we then do a 45-minute long sketch show with ad breaks?
45. So we're going to sit down and watch an hour of sketch comedy because we are Saturday night, not live, but certainly we're filling that hour. Just... It is a fucking nightmare, dude.
Were you with me at the cafe across the road when that lady came up with a weird dog and was like, I loved open slather?
Demi's talking about a cat. Lady had a cat. Yeah, that was baffling. Right up until she said, I work for Foxtel.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, well, that was the only way you have brain worms.
Yep, I understand. Yep. Oh, a bug lives in you and controls you.
Yeah.
A bug with one big lever that it pulls back and forth.
I was picturing her just being like, hey, I love you in Open Slather on Foxtel. Oh, sorry, I've just got to go inside. Can I have some sugar and water?
That wasn't my Egger. I was wearing an Egger suit.
So you met this guy.
Met this...
Wait, no, do we want to delve into the Tinder profile? Because I remember there was one very good photo.
There were three very good photos, thank you. And there were three photos. So the first photo, I didn't even finish that one. It was me in full goblin makeup, my whole head covered, and like this long black stringy hair, and my hands were painted. And before that, I'd had like a full like orc costume on, but I took it off to take just a bra pic in the goblin makeup. The second photo was almost the exact same thing. It was a topless, just bra pic, but I had a full beard and I was dressed as Doubting Thomas.
Oh, my God.
And the last photo was me screaming in a suit, and it was a selfie taken with our disgusting Overlord Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
Oh my God.
Because I went to visit Kirribilli because I got a letter that was like, hey, do you want to come meet Prince? Is it Harry?
Yeah, I think
it would have been Harry, I think.
Probably. Definitely he's one of the princes.
Yeah. But it's like he has a different name though.
Oh.
Because his real name is like Henry or something. Like he has like a prince name and a regular name.
Isn't that the thing that is Harry? Is what? Harry short for Henry? It's short for Harrison.
They're the same number of letters, so I can't see why Harry would be short for Henry.
I don't think they're the same number of. Wait, never mind.
H-A-R-R-Y.
H-E-N-R-Y. Oh, no. I was so confident.
Yeah.
I was looking at it. I was like, no, there's more sounds in.
So it's like. Like, you can have a name that is short for your name, or you can have a name that is medium for your
name. I swear to God.
And Henry is medium for Harry because it's got the same number of letters.
The creases in my brain are filling up. Every time blood gets pumped there, it just settles into the folds and makes me dumber and smoother.
Smooth, beautiful brain.
Thank you.
Anyway, those were my three Tinder photos.
I had me with my hand in a bin on King Street.
Great.
I had the first photo
sorry,
that greeted
you. Oh,
sorry,
that's what Tom calls my pussy.
Yes, that's right. The first photo was just me in a big fake mustache taken like super close up, so my face just filled the screen. But I had just a very neutral expression, so I looked incredibly sad.
Great.
Yeah. Sure was a... Listen, it wasn't... as unsuccessful as you'd think, but it sure wasn't successful. Profile.
So I met this guy.
Yeah.
One time.
Cool.
And he lived in
just once?
Yes, actually. Because I knew one of his housemates and I met this guy. They were a share house and there were like three people in the share house.
Gotcha.
And I was friends with one of them. And the guy, I learned this about him the first time that I visited the house. He used to make the women who lived in the house buy double the amount of toilet paper because he said if you've got twice the holes, you buy twice the rolls.
I was ready to hate him. Then he hit me with the rhyme. You can't.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And
Do we have to break the news to him about where the pee comes from on him?
Oh, man.
He's not bereft of holes.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude's got to get into some sounding.
Yeah.
That is
Yeah, we should get. Fuck, man. We should like invent like cardboard sounding sticks for wiping your dick after you piss.
Really narrow sponge. Yeah. Just...
So anyway, I took care of that guy. Fucking telescoped his spine.
That'd be great.
Really punished.
I'm so. I'm the Punisher. You're not the Punisher. We were arguing about this off pod, Demi. I said I'm the Punisher, and you immediately, because you're a copycat, started saying that you're the Punisher.
Well,
you're
actually, not, no, I was the Punisher before you were your
you're
dead
not
wife.
The Punisher. You're the dead wife. You're the dead wife.
Dead wife. Dead wife.
Sounds
dead
like
wife.
Something a dead wife would say. That's you calling your own name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A dead wife's like what?
Okay, and you got me with this before, and you won't get me with it again.
Tom literally fell for dead wife, say what?
I was furious. Stupid. God damn it.
I am the Punisher, though.
No, you're not.
I know
I'm
so
the
many
Punisher.
No, I'm the Punisher. You're maybe, you know what you might be, is the strong dead Russian.
No.
I'm the Punisher.
No, I think you'll find that if you look down
you
at my
makes
t-shirt.
You more of the Punisher than mine?
Well, I've got this black t-shirt that I'm wearing with the white skull on it, and I'm also, as we
Who
say
gave
this,
you that t-shirt?
My husband. Wait, no! bury her in my t-shirt. Also, I'm the Punisher. Oh, okay.
Bury her. Cover her. Make her blue.
I think...
You're turning violet, Violet.
Okay. So now it's just the Demi Lardner soundboard hour. Demi, we rifle through the Rolodex of quotes that Demi's accrued over the years by...
Rolodex?
Did
you say Rolodex?
Rolodex. Rolodex. Both of them sound great to me.
How do you spell Rolodex?
R-O-L-O-D-E-X. Rolodex.
Ding.
You know what? You can take the teacher's pet out of school, but you can't take the teacher's pet out of the Tom. Wow.
My turn.
That came up unbidden. All right, Demi. How do you spell Uruguay?
Oh, can I hear it in a sentence?
Yeah, sure. Here is Uruguay in a sentence. Bob, come over here. Check out this Uruguay.
Okay.
So you can choose between country of origin.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Yeah, what's like... I would like to hear the country of origin.
Fantastic. The country of origin is Uruguay.
Ah, okay.
Now, you can choose a 50-50 here where you can choose to eliminate half of the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice of which half.
Can I call a friend?
Yes. You can use the 50-50. You can call a friend.
Okay.
Or you can... What's another lifeline?
Kill myself.
You can take the coward's way out.
Okay.
You can fall on your sword. You've put it right next to you.
Hello.
Hello. So I've used one of my lifelines and you are my second one. Do you know how to spell Uruguay?
Uruguay, Uruguay, Uruguay. Yes, I think I do.
Okay.
I think. So it's U-R-A.
Uh-huh.
G-U-A-Y.
Okay. Are you sure?
No. Can't I Google it? What? Oh, you've been saying you only wants to be a millionaire.
All right. Thank you. Love you.
Was
bye.
Was I right?
I don't think you were.
Uruguay. I'm sure I was. You are. All right. Let
Christine,
me know.
Yes? You were incorrect.
You were incorrect.
I was incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uruguay. Uruguay.
All right. And that's the end. You don't get another chance.
No, you don't get another chance. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to go with Mum's answer.
Okay. All right. That answer again was U-R-A.
Is it? All right, I would like to guess.
U-R-U-G-U-A-Y,
Uruguay.
That is correct, Demi. All right, now my turn.
Okay.
You give me a word to spell.
All right, your word, Tom, is Uruguay.
Ooh, okay. I'd like to use my 50-50, please.
Okay, all right, and I will give you 50% of the letters of the word. I will... Okay.
So this is a seven-letter word. Yes. So what are we going to do with that letter in the middle? Maybe just describe the half of it.
I'll give you three of the letters, and maybe I will describe one of the letters.
Or you could say three of the letters in a normal voice, and then the fourth letter you could say in a very quiet voice.
Okay.
Or get halfway through saying the sound.
All right. All right. So here's the first half of the word.
Okay.
U-R-U-G.
Okay.
Would you like to use your phone
a
friend?
Yeah, I'd love to use a phone a okay. friend, please.
All right. All right. And would you like to tell us anything about the person that you've got set up as your phone a friend?
Yeah, sure. So this is Christine. She's my girlfriend's mum.
Okay.
I was one letter out.
Hey, Christine, it's Tom. I'm just calling. I've got a word to spell here, and I've chosen to use my phone a friend lifeline.
Yes, what would you like?
The word is Uruguay.
So I think that is U-R-U-G-U-A-Y.
Okay, thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Demi, I'd like to lock that in.
All right.
U-R-U-G-U-A-Y.
That is correct. However, you did not repeat the word after you spelled it, so it doesn't count.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Did Eddie McGuire ever get to call someone a dipshit when they lost?
I think he did it every time they got a question wrong, but then they edited it out.
They have that sound effect. The reason they didn't initially have that sound effect, it was just to cover up him saying dipshit.
Yeah, every Who Wants to Be a Millionaire contestant gets called a dipshit on the way out. And in fact, they've actually specifically engineered the doors to hit you on the ass on the way out.
The doors have a boot strapped to the outside.
Yeah. On the way in, you're like, oh, why is the
that's a fun door
got
doorknob.
A boot on the handle? Oh, don't worry about it. Anyway, what's the capital of Paraguay?
And Eddie McGuire has a supercut of all the times he's called someone a dipshit that he takes home to wank off to.
Hey, I've like,
really
this.
Showed her.
Bert Newton, kind of Australian showbiz mainstay.
Round boy.
Yeah, he does the thing that I was telling you about, mewing, which is where you press your tongue to the roof of your mouth. He does that to kind of try and decrease the appearance of his chins in pictures.
Oh, really? I suck in my neck in some pictures.
Hmm. How? You go like...
Like this.
And she's sucking in her neck. Interesting.
Looks better. It's me a better jaw.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely got nothing to do with my psyche or my eating disorder.
Yeah, I do a lot of... you know when you like... You know, after a while of looking at yourself in the mirror, you're like, hey, wait a second. And you go, you realize you've just been reflexively holding in your stomach for the entire time you've been around a mirror.
I think that is actually what I don't feel like there's any part of the day when I'm not flexing my stomach.
Yeah.
I think that is a lot of the reason that I have good abba-dabbas is because I'm literally flexing my stomach all day. Yeah.
Is because your brain is wrong and we are programmed to just care about this at all points in the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's a real like boomer lady trick that they'll be like, oh, you know, if you just kind of like tense your tummy all the time, like you basically like you just learn to just do it.
There's a lot of those tricks out there that are just like, you know what? Actually, if you, instead of working out, ruin your entire life, you'll get almost the same benefit as doing anything.
Horse rouge, ladies pinch.
A friend of mine in high school used to be like, dude, you don't even need to go and lift weights and stuff. Just like clench your arms at all times. and let me tell you, you have never seen a scarier looking kid than him in maths class, just knuckles white with fury because he was just trying to clench his biceps to grow them at all points of the day. not getting called on for any answers. Yeah. All the teachers trying to stay off his list. Just, you know, little do they know, he's just trying to grow that summer bod.
Just strong that addition out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
God, surely one of these veins holds the answer.
Little boys are psychos.
We were teens.
Well, yeah, that's still kind of a, I was thinking of teens. That's quite a little boy, right?
Yeah.
How old?
I mean, like that would have been around 16 or so.
Still pretty, you know, hot.
Okay. The, yeah, there were a lot of those things. I remember I tried to go through. Yes.
To me, 16-year-olds kind of still strike me as, and I know it's they're literally not, but they still strike me as like preteens, you know? I know they're literally not. Like, that's 12.
Well, yeah, so then why do you say that?
Because they're so much younger than you think they are. When you meet a 16-year-old, you're like, oh, you're 12.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm 31.
I think that's TV.
So I am older than a 16-year-old, you know?
Yay! Well done, Tom.
I did the maths.
Yay!
I worked it out. And therefore, I'm bigger and stronger and smarter than them.
Uh-huh.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Is how untrue that is. There are 16-year-olds out there. Have you ever seen like the fucking amateur wrestling guys from the US? They're like 16, 17 years old and they're just like, goosh. They look like they're going to fucking tear your head off just to have somewhere to put their pencil.
Funnily enough, Tom, no, I haven't Googled those teens.
Well, I haven't Googled the teens. I've seen a picture of Brock Lesnar before he went into the WWE. Immediately closed my laptop, ran into the other room, got scared. Had the same effect on me as that that movie of the train coming at the screen.
Ran into the other room, doo-doo in corner.
Yeah, doo-doo in corner.
Doo-doo in corner, hide in corner for day.
Tammy tried to pick me up, I scratch her. Yeah, I don't mean it, I'm just
hissed,
scared.
He hissed at me.
S.
I know it's not, yeah. S.
Haven't worked out that you're supposed to. I'm like, I'm still running on the first iteration of my speech recognition software. Break.
Ah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When I was in high school, there was this guy.
You met a guy?
Yeah, met a guy. Off pod. Okay, let's pull back the curtain here, because as soon as we took the break, I was like, oh fuck, I wonder if I have a guy. And you were like, okay, well, think of them before we come back. And then I proceeded to sit in silence for 4 minutes trying to think of a single guy that I've met.
And I was like, you haven't met a guy?
Yeah.
You don't know what, you don't have a guy to talk about?
I guess I don't, huh? I really don't. Fuck. I mean, there's the one guy that I've talked about before who, in high school, came to school wearing like a red foam clown nose for the day. And when I asked him about it, he was like, it's a social experiment. I just want to see how people react to me.
What?
And I was like, I can tell you how they're going to react to you, man. I'm your friend, but we are unpopular to start with. And you're doing neither of us a favor with this shit.
Oh, man.
Just the nose as well. Yeah. Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Did
you know,
he
rocks up to school.
Didn't
he gets out of the car. His brother gets out of the car.
Yeah,
their brother gets out of the car. The little brother gets out of the car.
Yeah, the big brother gets out of the car.
Yeah.
The dad gets out of the car.
Yeah.
The other brother gets out of the car. It's funny.
Mum comes out. Oh, you guys forgot your seltzer. Hands them a paper bag.
They hold up a bottle and she presses her flower. What if he just like went to sleep and every morning, like he had a curse where he wakes up with a clown nose on and he just forgot to take it off that day.
Fuck, yeah, he's just trying to cover it.
Yeah.
He has a half an hour window where he can remove the clown nose, otherwise it just stays fixed on there the whole time.
Yeah. And somewhere there's a clown with a cold nose.
Do you ever think about how I genuinely spent like a few months of my life every day putting on a different clown nose. Putting on a clown nose.
Were they different clown noses?
Well, no, actually, no. I had my one clown nose.
So then why are you fucking lying to me then?
I'm sorry.
Tom went to clown school.
I did. It's true. Isn't that strange?
I thought you went for ages. Didn't you go for like 2 years?
Yeah, but we only did clown for like a cumulative 4 months of that.
That's crazy.
Thank you. It's crazy that I'm so good at it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. That is what you guess.
You know what we should do next episode?
What?
Let's have a spelling bean.
What are you talking about?
We'll have a spelling bean.
Okay. Maybe. What's the difference between that and a spelling bee, my sweet?
We'll just spell the names of beans.
Okay.
Or you can either spell the name of a bean or you can spell a difficult word of our choosing. We'll call people. You can spell a different word of our choosing as Mr. Bean.
Why don't we do, because we're kind of on a phone call kick right now. I feel like that's opened up in our lives where we've realized that we can just call people.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do friend trivia where we pick a question. Then we each get to call one person that we think will know the answer to that question.
Oh, but
and so it's kind of like Pokemon battles, but trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already put fear in my gut for how I hate having phone calls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I adore the things. Probably because I'm so good at them.
Yeah.
What? I emailed my agent today being like, hey man, just so you know, I'm doing Twitch now and I got partner, and he was like, cool. just got the reply back being like, okay gamer,
just bragging.
Oh, just I wanted him to know what I've been doing.
You turn the fucking phone off? Is that what you're about to do?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, I'll leave it
self-care?
On
self-care.
Yeah, I've been getting really roasted online. I just wanted him to I wanted him to be like not terrified about me not having any money. Not that he thinks about me at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think he's sitting up at nights for you?
Yes, I think he's grabbing his little cloth cap off his head and twisting it to and fro in his hands.
Oh, that image just made me sad. How old is this guy?
Not that old. He's like 35 or some shit.
Oh, wow, that's nothing.
Yeah, he's just like a regular guy.
Yeah, if he was like 50, I'd be like, no.
Oh, that would be destructive.
Yeah.
Getting jobs just because your agent cuts such a pitiable character. Turning up a guesswork television hat in hand. I promise he's a good boy, this Walker fella. He'll do his best.
You're holding his pant leg and shying your face into his knee.
I'd ever so like a special. I'll say it like we rehearsed from your sternum. Yeah, so I just was like trying to, I don't know,
the fear that he didn't have for you.
I was trying to be like, hey, just so you know, I'm doing this. So if you have anyone who wants to buy sponsorship on a stream where I drive a big truck.
Jesus.
I know it's a fucking dumb idea, but gotta do something.
Yeah. You and I should do another Crash Bandicoot stream soon.
God damn that fucking stupid goddamn fucking game.
Lynn, let's not.
It's insane how hard the games were when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Because now games are designed to just give joy. And also that, like, the most appealing part of video games to a lot of people, I think me included, is that seductive feeling of having accomplished a task.
Mm.
Whereas Crash Bandicoot is just very, very difficult and doesn't care how really you feel as you play it.
I'm also very bad at it, though.
Yeah, but I think the things that we're coming up against are very frustrating to most people, you know?
Mm.
Like, ours is not an outlier experience. This isn't like we're, playing Snake and just running into the walls and being like, I'm trying to get him to be friends with the big line that's enclosing him. A real snake would crawl up the inside of the box and then break out into the world.
What if you were playing Snake? How terrified would you be if you were playing Snake and the snake looked at you and then turned away and got smaller? Like went into the phone.
Doesn't like me?
Yeah. No.
Shan't be commanded by this one.
I think the next Crash Bandicoot, when they bring the new one out, they should, you know how he wears his famous jorts?
I do indeed.
They should give him a jean jacket. and take off the jorts. Can you imagine how, like, it wouldn't be sinister to see a naked bandicoot, yeah, but because he's been established as wearing jorts,
yep,
to take them off would be so evil.
Now it's getting serious.
Thump, thump.
Yes. Get that big bandicoot dick out there. Don't give it a hitbox. It's already hard enough. Come on.
I'd love to punch Crash Bandicoot in his dick.
He has a very punchable face.
What?
Did you ever play Gex?
No.
Gex was, I
Gex
think...
Gex seems like bad green Crash.
It was... No, it's not even that. It's like a 3D... It's kind of like the worst possible Super Mario. But I remember I had it because I was like, I am a comedy fan and this is the comedy game.
Oh, is it meant to be funny?
Yeah.
I thought that was like Conker's Bad Penis Saying game.
Conker's Bad Fur Day came out way after Gex and actually, I don't know, at the time at least, was funny to me as a child.
Just and, a, big
and
singing,
a stupid one at that.
Big singing shit. That's yeah, funny.
It was. Are you being serious? You have to tell me if you aren't.
Of course I think that's funny.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's like, this, what
are you,
it was so
what
funny.
Are you doing?
I'm looking up Gex quotes. Mm-hmm. List of quotes in Gex. So this is going to be his
what
one
do you mean by 3D game?
It's like a Super Mario Brothers kind of thing. So it
so exactly it, not, like Crash Bandicoot.
But like a 3D kind of open world, whereas, oh sorry, one sec. That was so weird.
What?
Oh,
what?
I'm listening to the
What are you doing? Stop.
The voices.
What are you doing?
The voices on. I've got headphones. I'm listening to the to the live feed, and they're about a second apart.
Oh, I hate
so
this.
It's insanely hard to talk right now.
You really don't have to be listening to it. I heard it as well. Stop.
What?
You don't need to be
what
doing this.
What do you
this.
Mean?
Turn it off.
But what if it stops?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm having you yell at me and then you yell at me and I'm yelling as well. So the overlapping is just insane. I can't. Wait, okay.
Go into GarageBand and stop the recording.
What?
And, oh, my God.
Oh, okay, anything you say to me, I get a second or so after you say
this
it.
This is so fucked.
Shut up.
It's a bad podcast.
Okay. Now, are you saying that I should stop? I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop it.
It's hurting me now.
Hey, wait, you try it.
No, I don't want to. You're yelling. No, I don't want to. I could hear it through your headphones.
Give
I could
it a
hear
try.
It. No, I could hear it. I don't want to give it a try.
Please. Okay, now, how do you think it is?
Yeah, it's bad. It's exactly as bad. And then you come through it.
I know. Isn't it upsetting? Because you hear me
right,
once, then you hear me again.
I don't want to do it.
Okay, well, it's good for me to know that that's a normal response that I had. We're back. That was just awful.
It doesn't even make sense in the recording. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. I'm just recovering. Okay. Anyway, here are some Gex quotes. When you tail attack them.
The Gex quotes.
Welcome to the Gex quotes. When you do a tail attack, Demi, he'll say, oh, yeah, it's tail time. Now, that's what I call getting some tail. That's kind of the voice he would use in it. He's like, now, that's what I call getting some tail.
Hey, I'm Gex and I fuck.
And not well. This one's for Johnny. Who
what?
Opened the
Who's
can
Johnny?
Of whoop ass?
Who's Johnny?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Johnny?
Oh, boy. When he's got a tongue attack as well.
Okay.
Here are the quotes.
That's what I call licking some ass.
Have we met before, Mr. Tongue? And then the
Have you ever heard of a rim job? They're not even funny anymore. They're
no.
just like him being sexual.
I am sexually harassing you with this. Don't make me take my tongue out. So that's when he's... actually doing it.
Yeah, that's him saying, hey, this is your fault, and then licking you.
Yeah. When he... Good God.
So Gex is like an iguana?
He's like a gecko.
Oh.
So do you... Can you... Looking back, do you think you could have reached that conclusion? on your own? What do you think, Demi?
What is he, some kind of long frog?
So what, this guy's some kind of weird human?
Well, Squidward isn't a squid. He's a great octopus.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Squidward's not a squid.
Huh.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, that seems like he was a squid, but then they were like,
He's like, he's something like a great blue octopus or something. I think that's his name. But yeah, he's not a squid.
I haven't watched the show much, but he doesn't seem
you
that
haven't?
Great.
You haven't? It's so
he seems
funny.
Like a, he seems like a freaking wet blanket, Demi.
SpongeBob.
Ha, ha, ha. SpongeBob. Get out of that pineapple and come fuck Squidward.
You're SpongeBob.
SpongeBob sliding into Squidward's ass and Squidward's nose gets hard.
Oh, man.
Two boogers drop out of his nose like they're balls. Ha, ha, ha.
Firmly grasp it. Squidward's a great show.
That's good.
There's a scene where they're jellyfishing and Squidward's all bandaged up and Patrick says firmly grasp it about the jellyfishing net. And then he tries to put it on Squidward's hand. This is Demi describes episodes of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's bandaged up and it just like keeps falling off. And he's like, firmly grasp it.
Oh, boy.
And then the last time he says, firmly grasp it and sticks it through.
Yes.
So, anyway, and I'm reappropriating that line for like a sexual context.
I really wasn't anticipating
firmly grasp it.
No, it genuinely being Demi recounts episodes of SpongeBob. I was ready for there to be a twist, but no. I'm happy there wasn't.
No.
Oh, my gut's hanging out of my shirt. I got to get some longer t-shirts, Demi.
Or
I would like
or a smaller gut.
Yeah, or I could lose some fucking weight. Have I talked about this on the pod yet, that I'm 100 kilos? My dad is 78 yeah. kilos. My stupid, hot, skinny dad. Stupid, svelte
beautiful
father.
Beautiful dad.
God damn it. He's so wrinkly, but there's no, like, the skin's so stretched tight across those beautiful bones. Stupid, hot dad doing
stupid
his Pilates.
Hot dad.
God damn it. Such good cardio on this hot
still
dad.
Still wrinkly, though, like his brain made it to the outside. His brain skin and his skin swapped.
Stupid, shaky dad being so hot.
Hot brain dad.
Oh, man, I wish. Imagine if I was 78 kilos.
Okay.
I wouldn't exist.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, genuinely, I tried to picture myself just then. I found myself, but it's me, but I'm missing a leg.
Yeah. You
right?
think your leg's
and maybe
22
I'm a
kilos?
Little bit svelte.
You think your leg's 22 kilos?
Well, maybe I've lost a bit because I can't, you know, walk to the fridge anymore.
You could hop.
You probably would as well.
Maybe you could hop.
You wouldn't be bringing me anything.
No. I'd put 4 remote control Roombas under the fridge and you could bring it to you.
Well, that's nice. It's not the most efficient way of doing that, I don't think. I think the most efficient way to do that would be for me to keep the leg.
You know what I would do is I would buy you a tortoise and I'd strap you to the top and then the tortoise is your brain.
Oh.
You don't get to choose where you go. The tortoise decides your day.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of taking my free will and agency out of the picture and I'm just beholden to the whims of the tortoise.
Yeah, but you can move.
Oh, well, off to the lettuce farm again, I assume.
He works there.
Yeah, me just being like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. Listen, there are a few shortcuts around.
Yeah.
We can't be sure that the hare is going to throw this. We need to start strategizing. That hare fucked up so bad. It should have had
sleeping,
that race.
Just going to sleep?
Yeah.
You fucking imagine
during a
that?
Race? What are yeah. you doing?
And it's like, you it's literally, it's the same thing as that fucking guy, the skater in the Olympics.
Yeah, Stephen Bradbury.
Stephen Bradbury.
Do you think that maybe the hare lost because it fell asleep, but it forgot to stop, so it kind of fell asleep at the wheel and crashed off the road?
Microsleeps are deadly.
Yeah, just going into a full-on microsleep as you're in dead sprint to the finish line.
You know, that fucking story also is like deadly. Never show that story to a truck driver because yeah. they do need to take naps before they get to the end.
Demi, you're preaching to the choir here. If anyone knows about proper truck etiquette and safety, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And that Twitch channel again is twitch.tv/TomWalker is good. See me driving a big truck.
Yeah. Are we done?
Only about half an hour or so to go, Demi.
Ah!
We have to record a premium one after this, so I'm really excited to see where your mood goes.
I don't want to.
Well, we have to.
I don't want to.
Okay, well, we can do it tomorrow if you really want.
Nah, let's do it after this.
Okay, now so I'm really getting some mixed messages. I feel like you are a great introduction to reverse psychology.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're right. You're not. Cut to a shot of me moving a chess piece into checkmate. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, da. What was that?
It was a piece of the Inception score to show that I'm a genius. All right, we got a listener segment here, Demi.
Okay.
All right. It is. Okay, so can we take that again, but with maybe just like a skerrick of enthusiasm, sure. Just kind of like some warmth in the voice, maybe a smile, because you know okay. People can hear a smile.
All right, sure. Do you want
and to also the people in the room can see that smile and okay. make them want to, you know, keep podcasting all or whatever.
Right. Okay, do you want to take it again?
Yeah, I would love that.
All right.
Cool. So we got a listener segment here, Demi. Okay, now that's a smile. Oh, boy, you got more teeth than I've ever seen. None of them in the mouth. Mm-hmm, all of them just in your hands.
Yeah.
You like these?
You like these?
All right, I got a listener segment here. This is from Jordy. Here it is.
Oh, no. I'm being chased by a bunch of cryptids. I don't think they want to hurt me, but I think they want to have sex with me. I guess there's only one way out of this, but first I have to decide. Which cryptid do I want to fuck the most?
I want to bone down with Mothman, but only if I get their consent first.
Oh my God. So, all right. Jordy, are you only ever going to send us songs about fucking cryptids? Because no, is this a different person sending us a cryptid fucking thing?
I think so, because...
We did another cryptid fucking segment.
Let me check the email, because, yeah, I am getting...
This is the second time.
Yeah. I mean, people have one thing that they want to hear from us, Demi. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just searching the inbox for cryptid. Yeah, no, it was,
Was it Geordie?
No.
It was someone else.
It was Matthew.
All right.
Matthew Pauly.
What was that one called?
Tom and Demi's Cryptid Show.
Yeah.
And that one was, you bring some info on a Bigfoot or Mothman or something and discuss its merits as a sexual partner.
Yeah, okay. And so
then
this
Geordie,
one.
This
yeah,
one.
So Geordie.
To be clear, is which cryptid do I want to fuck the most?
Right.
So,
yeah, okay.
You can already hear there that they're very different. I don't know. We've already done it. And he's like, okay, yeah, you know that segment where you talked about which cryptid you wanted to fuck?
Do it again,
but this time I've got a song for it.
So if anyone else wants to send in a which cryptid do we want to fuck song, that
or,
email
or
is...
any other theme, just to be clear.
Yeah, it's or big any soft other titty, theme if you want to.
Period. PNG. Yeah. BigSoftTitty.png, but the dot is an actual dot.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, all right.
I would say, which cryptid would I like to bone down with? You know, because we do have to genuinely engage with it for some reason.
Yeah. Because I don't think this is – I wonder what I said last time. But it's funny that the song mentioned Mothman, because I was immediately going to go with Mothman. And then I thought if you get vigorous at any point, he's going to, like, leave that moth dust in your pussy. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I assume that if Mothman ever, like, claps your cheeks, his penis just turns into a smudge.
Hang on, I'm remembering. Okay, I did say Mothman last time.
did you make the same joke?
No, this is, I think the joke I said was, and it might be different, but here, I'll have another go.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's run it
when
back.
He finishes and pulls out, it makes my pussy look poor.
Fuck.
And if I didn't say that joke, then you guys can laugh at it this time.
Yep.
But I think that would have been the joke that I would have made.
That's a good one. I think I will go with,
Baba Yaga. guessing. Just having a guess.
Yeah, if I had to think of, for me, the most fuckable cryptid, I think it would have to be the Baba Yaga.
But you agree that is the way to say it, though. Yeah,
the Baba Yaga trying to shoo me away from her house while I'm trying to jerk off on its chicken feet. Just down the bottom there. She's got her broom out. Ah.
Your dating profile, you're like, I'm into feet. Oh no, not those feet.
She's trying to chase me around the hut. We're running around in a circle. I'm jerking off. Trying to come on her hut's big feet. She's got her broom. Ah.
You go to the shops and you see all the wrapped up chickens and you're like, but where? With their legs tied up, no feet. Oh, man.
I picture it like it's one of those Scooby-Doo chases.
Yeah, the same door in the looping, background over and over.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would have to say the Baba Yaga's hut for those gorgeous feet.
Well, I got to choose someone that's not Mothman because I said it last time and I think also, like, maybe I don't want to fuck the Mothman.
Well,
what's another cryptid?
There's the Loch Ness Monster. I'm bringing up a list of cryptids now.
Fishy.
Fishy. Brosno Dragon. There's the Bunyip. The Bigfoot, of course.
No, because I think I wouldn't want to, like, judging by those feet, he'd bust me open wide. You know?
Yeah, right.
When he shoves his foot in my pussy.
Fuck me.
Of course, that's what I meant.
Fuck me. Yeah, not his skinny little dick.
Long, thin.
Probably would have a skinny little penis, Bigfoot, if he did exist.
Why?
Gorillas have tiny little dicks.
Gorillas don't have giant feet, idiot.
Yes, they do.
Dipshit.
Fuck you.
Stupid cunt.
Take it back, you
stupid bitch.
Gorillas
actually don't have any feet, you stupid whore. They've
got four
hands.
You're the dead wife. I'm the Punisher.
Dumbass. You're the dead wife. I'm the Punisher. I'd fuck the Punisher. He's a cryptid in my heart.
Nah.
Maybe a bunyip. I don't know. Actually, I don't want to do any animal cryptids. Are there any other?
Wow. So strong.
Are there any other, like, humanoid-ish cryptids?
There's the Yeti.
That's an animal.
Well, listen. Apart from, like, they're pretty much all beasts, because if it's not a beast, it's just, like, a rare guy, which in which case, like, what, you know, like an oboist or something?
Green Goblin, maybe? No, that's a, wait.
That's okay, a super villain.
Cut it out of the episode. Don't tell anybody.
I'd love to fuck that mythological creature, the Green Goblin.
No.
You're going to see Willem Dafoe out on the town and be like, ah! Oh, please, please, don't take up my soul.
Willem Dafoe is a bad bloke in that movie we watched.
That's right. That no further right? information. Podcast ends now.
Wait, follow our Twitch channels.
Yeah.
And go to our Patreon. We're going to set a new Patreon goal that when we get up to 2,000 that we're going to do two extra pods every – we're going to do
– Oh, an extra pod a week?
Weren't we going to do that? We talked about it. We don't have
Demi, I don't know. I will commit to that, but I want you to know, I think that might be a discussion you dreamed.
That sounds about right.
You are ridiculous. All right, I'm going to close this list of cryptids. I'm going to stop recording.
Did I say which one, though?
Do you remember when there was just
the Green Goblin?
Yeah, the Green Goblin. Do you remember when there was just like a solid 3 minutes of me screaming in this episode? We'll edit that down. All right. Bye.
Seems like a conversation it could have had after.
You say bye as well.
Bye.
Good.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods,
all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.